And so everybody, from the beginning of this year, practice with respect to renunciation, all the way through to recognizing and realizing Rigpa, the union of compassion and wisdom. In terms of all aspects of practice, practice diligently, really apply yourself. And if we do this, then really our merit that we can accumulate within this year can be really vast, and that includes both spiritual merit and material merits. We still need material merits. Without that, it would be very difficult to continue living this precious human life. And if we didn't have this precious human life, how would we be able to encounter the Dharma and be able to listen to the Dharma teachings and to be able to practice? And so this wouldn't happen if we didn't have, or we hadn't accumulated these merits. And so still we must accumulate some material merits. However, when we do this, don't do this with these thoughts about all of these 8 material concerns. For instance, don't engage in material concerns endeavoring to attain fame or fortune. Engage with the intention of bodhicitta, and then this will also be a boundless merit. It is already very difficult to have the merit to have a precious human life, never mind saying attaining liberation or enlightenment. The spiritual merits, like being able to study, reflect, and practice Buddhism, is what is most important. If we have this precious human life and we don't have these merits, then no matter how wealthy or fortunate we are in this human life, it is still of no great use. The best is that through the merits of the 3 jewels, one studies, reflects, and practices and becomes a really pure practitioner. Somebody who has renunciation, bodhicitta, unmoving belief in the 3 jewels, and has compassion towards all sentient beings, and then this type of life is a really auspicious life, and moment by moment they can benefit sentient beings, and having the very same merits as the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. It isn't that we are wishing to attain realization that afterwards we engage in all sorts of material concerns. Our purpose is that the more and more we practice, the purer and purer we become, that we become more and more simple, and at the same time we have great wisdom, have more and more compassion, greater states of realization. And this is the life of bodhicitta. And then with this great, vast bodhicitta and the luminosity of wisdom, this is a life of transcendent bodhicitta. And this we can all do. We can all become this. If we want, we can also become a very negative person, somebody that ends up eventually in the animal realm or the hell realm. Also, if we choose to, we can study, reflect, and practice and become an incredibly great person who benefits others, who is like the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And this is for us ourselves to choose, and for ourselves to choose to practice in whichever direction we wish. And we do this through the guidance of our Guru, and that we ourselves are pure and we continue in our practice. And then eventually the Dharma that our Guru is teaching, we are acting in very much the same way. So everybody, really, you must settle down and practice. If we don't settle down, then that is not practice. Don't do negative, do positive. Transform your own mind. This is the teaching of Buddha. Purify our own minds. What do we mean by purifying our own minds? Take all of our study that we have done and transform it into living practice. And then through this practice, we recognize our true nature of mind. And then in the state of the true nature of mind, we practice Togo. Transform from a person to a bodhisattva. And it's really simple. We can say it's very complicated, and then it can be very complicated. For a person to become an enlightened being is really something very, very special, not easy. However, really, attaining liberation is something very simple. And I hope that all of these great perfection students, that from those that are requesting the Dharma, that are practicing, that are requesting pith instructions, receiving empowerments, that are practicing the foundational practices, the outer preliminaries, the inner preliminaries, to those practicing Trekcho and those practicing Togo, that all of these students following this pure lineage of the great perfection can give rise to renunciation and bodhicitta, and that they have unmoving belief in their Vajraguru and vast compassion. And I really believe you can all do this within this year. Because if we have this unmoving belief, the merit of the three jewels is really incredible. And as great as our belief is, as great as the blessing we will receive. That everybody in this new year, with respect to study, contemplation and meditation, attain greater and greater states of realization towards liberation and enlightenment. That you may all perfect your practices, and I wish for everybody to have good health, and that all of your activities are successful. If that is the case, then you have the ability to support the three jewels. We can support the Buddha Dharma activities, and in this way we can accumulate a lot of merit. If we don't accumulate merit, how is it possible that we are going to meet an enlightened guru? And then it's very unlikely that we will meet or encounter the great perfection Dharma that can enable us to attain enlightenment in this very lifetime. And much of this relies on our supporting our guru and the three jewels and accumulating merit. It is through this that we get to meet our Vajraguru. And we must endeavor towards these qualities. And we can do this through practicing the preliminary practices. And if all of your activities you engage in with the right mindfulness and right awareness, then it also becomes Dharma activities. It becomes the arising causes to help our Vajraguru benefit sentient beings. It is very important that we do this with the right mindfulness and right awareness. Otherwise, don't do it. Don't trick yourself or confuse yourself. And if we have the right mindfulness and right awareness, whatever we engage in won't be wasted. And we start through paying homage and making incense offerings to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to eventually us attaining Buddhahood. Don't waste a single opportunity. Don't think that any activity is not worthwhile. And also, in terms of the infallibility of cause and effect, don't let a single moment go past that we allow these negative thoughts, never mind even to say allow negative actions. You must control them, transform them, repent them. And in this way, the merits of positive energy within our mind stream, the right mindfulness and right awareness, will all improve and increase. Even although attachment, aversion and ignorance may arise, we can distance ourselves from it or transform it into the right mindfulness and awareness. And then eventually the five afflictions, the five poisons, we can, through the fifth instructions, transform into the five wisdoms and practice this perfectly. On this day of the first day of the new year and on Avalokiteshvara's special day, I'm giving everybody a simple teaching. All of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas come about through respecting cause and effect. The enlightenment of Buddha came through respecting cause and effect over three eons and his compassion towards sentient beings. Through respecting the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the merits thereof start to manifest. And so cause and effect is infallible. In this new year, everybody must increase their purity, increase their states of realization, increase your diligence, don't stop the practices, and every day, no matter how busy you might be, that you make time to meditate. Studying Buddhism has some merit, practicing has even greater merit, to practice in meditative concentration in the state of Rigpa is of the greatest merit, and this is the fastest way for us to be able to go to Amitabha's pure lands and to attain enlightenment. And so it's very important that we practice in meditative concentration, and this I can gradually teach everybody. In meditative concentration, recite the mantras. This is the most humble, most respectful, and the fastest method of improvement, and the fastest way to go to the Amitabha's pure lands. And so those students that are 60 or 70 years old, you can practice Amitabha's pure lands practices in the state of meditation. And then the merits are much greater and more pure. In one year, if we recite Amitabha's heart mantra, this is of a lot of merit. However, if we do this In meditative concentration, really it is of much faster merit and much quicker in attaining merit. While everybody is engaged in life, within their work, meditate every now and then, 10 minutes or 15 minutes, however, try and make it that at a minimum, every day you are meditating for 1 or 2 hours a day. This is the standard requirement for the practice. However, if you really are very, very busy and have so much work to do, then try at least at a minimum to meditate for 10 or 15 minutes or even 3 minutes during the day. In the beginning, have short sessions, maybe 10 minutes or 15 minutes. However, as we continue with our practice, meditate for 1 hour, up to 2 hours. Have very strict requirements for yourself in terms of practice. If we are all over the place or not disciplined in terms of our practice, all that happens is we waste time and energy, and so our lineage doesn't allow us to do this. If we do this, it just doesn't have any blessing. The lineage masters have really organized a very good way for the students now and in the future to practice, and so we really must practice according to the requirements of the lineage. And then very naturally, easily, we can reach our destination. Everybody really settle down, be diligent and practice well, and generate a good plan for yourself in terms of practice for this year. For instance, this year I'm going to finish all my foundational practices, my outer preliminary practices, or my inner preliminary practices. Make this aspiration. This year I'm going to finish my outer preliminary practices. This year I'm going to finish my 5 preliminary practices. Within this year, I'm going to finish the Words of My Perfect Teacher and study it properly. This year, I'm going to finish requesting all of my fifth instructions and make the vow that in this year, I'm going to retreat so many times, 5 times, 4 times, 6 times, retreats at home in the mountains. Make a good plan and then pray to your Vajra Guru and the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas to bless me that I can fulfill this wish that I have now created. To do this, we request for the blessing of the lineage masters, our Vajra Guru of Padmasambhava, the wisdom of Manjushri, the activities and truth of Vajrapani, the blessings of the wisdom, emptiness, yidams and deities. May this aspiration, this plan of mine, as soon as possible come to fruition, that I may follow this very quick way to be able to attain liberation and enlightenment, and that I may follow these practices and that they may come to fruition. No matter what difficulties and obstacles I face, no matter how smoothly everything is going, I will rely on the Vajra Guru, the Yidams, the deities, the Dharma protectors to bless me. And bless me that in this year I may be healthy, because when we are healthy, we have the opportunity to practice and to accumulate merit. And then practice well. And also bless me that I can practice better, that all my Dharma activities run better, that I can support the 3 jewels in the Dharma activities and engage in Dharma activities that will support my Vajra Guru and accumulate merit. However, don't get stuck with this. Most important is our practice. It is good to generate these auspicious causes and conditions that they may ripen. However, most important is our practice, the practice of the Trekchor and the Torgal. And this is what is eventually going to be what we rely on in attaining liberation and enlightenment. And this is a very simple teaching for everybody, and also to wish everybody for the new year that you may be able to practice well and that you have the opportunity to meet your Vajra Guru more often and to request for these very auspicious fifth instructions which enable us to realize the great perfection. And then finally, that just like our Vajra Guru, we can moment by moment benefit suffering sentient beings. And this was just a simple, auspicious arising cause with the great perfection teachings. Ye tonne ne bi der na pam chi ye ga nan chi war lo chu ba ye chu bin cho lin ro wa dur wa